理课堂听 class.com。
This has been a most terrible and tragic atrocity that has cost many innocent lives. I've just attended a meeting of the government's emergency committee, received a full report from the ministers and the officials responsible. There will be announcements made in respect of the various services, in particular,We hope the underground, insofar as is possible, and rail and bus services are up and running as swiftly as possible. I would like again to express my profound condolences to the families of the victims and to those who are casualties of this terrorist act. I would also like to thank the emergency servicesthat have been magnificent today in every respect. There will, of course, now be the most intense police and security service action to make sure that we bring those responsible to justice. I would also pay tribute to the stoicism and resilience of the people of London who haveresponded in a way typical of them. In addition, I welcome the statement that's been put out by the Muslim Council of Great Britain. We know that these people act in the name of Islam, but we also know that the vast and overwhelming majority of Muslims here and abroadare decent and law-abiding people who abhor this act of terrorism every bit as much as we do. It is through terrorism that the people that have committed this terrible act express their values. And it's right at this moment that we demonstrate ours.I think we all know what they're trying to do. They're trying to use the slaughter of innocent people to cow us, to frighten us out of doing the things that we want to do, of trying to stop us going about our business as normal, as we're entitled to do. And they should not and they must not succeed.When they try to intimidate us, we will not be intimidated. When they seek to change our country or our way of life by these methods, we will not be changed. When they try to divide our people or weaken our resolve, we will not be divided and our resolve will hold firm. We will show...by our spirit and dignity, and by a quiet but true strength that there is in the British people, that our values will long outlast theirs. The purpose of terrorism is just that. It is to terrorize people, and we will not be terrorized. I'd like once again to express my...sympathy and my sorrow for those families who will be grieving so unexpectedly and tragically tonight. This is a very sad day for the British people, but we will hold true to the British way of life. Thank you.